With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. There's been a key ruling in Hunter Biden's gun case.
A request to dismiss the federal gun case against Hunter Biden has been rejected by an appeals court in Philadelphia. A three-member panel of the court said it doesn't have jurisdiction to review the matter. In an order shortly after that ruling came down, a federal judge in Delaware said the case would proceed to trial on June 3rd. Judge Mary Ellen Noreika later denied another bid to dismiss the case that challenged the constitutionality of the central gun charge. The president's son is accused of lying in 2018 about his drug use on a form to buy a gun in Delaware. I'm Norman Hall.
Also at SRNNews.com, Republicans are slamming President Biden over his threat to withhold weapons from Israel. Speaker Mike Johnson told Politico he hopes the president was having a senior moment when he said he would delay sending Israel weapons to remove terror group Hamas and Rafah. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst says President Biden's contradicting himself.
So much for that ironclad support. His words, not mine. Joe Biden's ironclad support of Israel. Folks, he's lying to Israel and he's lying to all of you.
San Diego State's increasing security ahead of graduation due to pro-Hamas events on other campuses. The school plans to include metal detectors for graduates and people with tickets attending events. University says similar measures were also in place last year. More Americans filing for first-time unemployment benefits. The Labor Department reports that 231,000 initial requests were made in the week ending May 4th. It's the highest number reported since last August. Neuralink says its first human brain implant has experienced a problem. It says threads recording neural activity retracted from the brain in a 29-year-old patient. This is SRN News. When it comes to abortion, the U.S. is in dubious company.
According to a study by the Charlotte Lozier Institute, this country is one of only eight that have no federal law limiting how late in pregnancy a woman can have an abortion. While states can now set their own limits in the U.S., the federal government doesn't address the issue, essentially allowing abortion up to the moment of birth. That puts America in company with China, Vietnam, Mexico, Australia, Canada, Guinea-Bissau, and South Korea. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A GOP-controlled committee of the Louisiana legislature rejects a bill that would have added cases of rape and incest as exceptions to the state's abortion ban. Republican State Representative Dodi Horton voted against the measure, saying while she believes convicted rapists should receive the maximum penalty, she does not believe that the unborn baby deserves to be killed. This is SRN News. The Senate votes to reauthorize the FAA. Bob Agnew reports.
Supporters of the bill expedited the process to allow for passage before the agency's current authorization was set to expire Friday night at midnight. That meant turning a cold shoulder to a number of amendments. One aspect of the bill met with stiff resistance from all four senators from Virginia and Maryland. They opposed the provision allowing for additional flights from Reagan National Airport, something they argued would lead to congestion, flight delays, and an increased risk of accidents. Bob Agnew reporting.
President Trump's youngest son is picked by Florida's Republican Party as a state delegate to the GOP National Convention. The Florida GOP chair said Wednesday that Barron Trump will be one of Florida's at-large delegates at the July convention, where the party will officially make former President Trump its presidential nominee. Three other Trump children, Eric, Tiffany, and Don Jr., will also be delegates. More details at SRNNews.com.